Light Warrior Radio, where our intention is for very sensitive souls like you to empower, inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's prosperity, radiant health, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kann, author of the bestseller Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And for those sensitive souls who are new to the show, you may want to check out my free Light Warrior Empowerment Kit. Just go to lightwarriorsupport.com, and that includes download the first six chapters of my bestseller, as well as seven classes, including how to do muscle testing. And the most important that everybody seems to really love is the Clearing Protection Spray Formula, where you can actually use it to clear even ghosts from your home and inside your body as well, do a nice little cleanse. So lightwarriorsupport.com. And you can also check us out on lightwarriornetwork.com, which is our Facebook group that you can join absolutely for free. Now, today I have a very special guest, and it was interesting because this person is very, very, it's almost like we have similar life paths. So Anna Marino is the author of a brand new book, Ignite Your Inner Healer. And you can get this, by the way, on Amazon right now for 99 cents. So definitely, if you have a Kindle, go ahead and get it out right now, because it's an amazing introductory price right now. And Anna is a healthcare practitioner like I am, a physical therapist, intuitive healer, health coach. And she's got a really unique background because she's got a lot of different self-healing disciplines that she's been trained in. But what's most interesting is that she went through this journey like I did of having a chronic disease and was able to restore her own health with no doctors and no drugs. A lot of you on the show are like, yeah, that's me. That's me. I don't want to go to the doctor. So I think it's always great to know people that have done this journey who are what we call light warriors, who are, you know, sharing their gifts, sharing their magic. And now she has this book with all these amazing tools in there. We're going to touch on some of those today. So if you want to check out the website, it's BeHealthyWithAnna.com. And then you can /book if you want to check out the book there. So again, it's BeHealthyWithAnna, all one word. And Anna is spelled with one N, not two. .com/book. And then she also has a Facebook page. You can follow her on Facebook as well. So welcome, Anna. So great to hear you. Oops, we lost your audio here. Let me just turn that back on. There we go.
All right. Can you hear
welcome,
me now?
Yes, you're good. And by the way, I just wanted to remind folks, Anna, that if they wanted to call in and ask you a question, get maybe a little bit of mentoring from you, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so we know your hand's up. 818-514-1190 and hit 1. And then if you're on the chat, I've opened up the chat just now, and I'm going to just say hello in the chat. So if you have a question for Anna, you can also post it in the chat, and I'll let Anna know. So, Anna, can you tell us about your journey?
Sure. Well, first, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's such a
pleasure
to be with you here. And it's so wonderful that we have such a similar parallel life with, like, very similar in so many ways. And I'm really excited to have this opportunity here with you. And thank you for that.
Pleasure. Well, we'd love to know about how you were diagnosed with chronic illness. What were you going through at the time? And then, you know, what was your journey to
sure.
that?
Yeah, it was about my early 20s. I don't know, maybe 22 or so. And I was diagnosed with something that it's called dysplasia. It was in the stage that was the pre-cancer. Then I went to do my regular routine. And I had no symptoms, nothing that could, like, tell me that something was wrong. I just went through my regular routine, and the doctor called me afterwards, say, you got to come in, like, today, because it's really aggressive, and you need to do this whole surgical procedure, and it needs to be now. My first instinct as a healthcare practitioner was, like, wow, like, it's something really serious. Then I came in, I did a biopsy, and they found out there was a precancer, a lot of precancer cells in my uterus, and my grandmother died from ovarian cancer. Then that was something that really touched my heart and became, like, really serious because of my history. and the doctor wanted to do things faster because of the history as well. Then I asked her, if we do that surgical procedure, is that ever going to come back? And she say, I don't know. I can't guarantee that. Then left the office, and I decide, okay, I need to find a way that this will never come back. I'm too young to have cancer. I'm like, show my 20s. Then I did all the things I could find as far as energy healing. I did acupuncture. I used some herbs. I used essential oils. I did a little meditation. Then I find out a lot of tools through the way that was able to completely reverse the cancer cells or the precancer cells. And 6 months later, I came back to the doctor, and she did the exam again, and she's like, what did you do? It's all gone.
That's crazy.
That was the beginning of my journey.
So awesome. Wow. And you're only in your 20s. That's amazing. Well, obviously, you were called to service early.
Yes, I feel like I'm born that way.
Yeah, more than likely. More than likely. That's amazing. And so, you know, I wanted to just highlight something that you talked about, like your experience with the, you know, the doctor. And I think there's so many of us that who are not healthcare practitioners who are completely frightened to death when the doctor tells us these things. So share a little bit about your emotional journey here. How did you, I mean, you know, get over that fear that they instill in people by accident?
Yes, I am sure that she has the best of the intentions in her heart. But if I left the office, I was crying. I was so afraid. I was like, what am I going to do? I'm like, and when you think about cancer, you think about the whole chemotherapy and drugs and seeing my grandmother going through all that, it brought a lot of trauma and sadness. And that was actually my strength to do something different. Because knowing that I have down my DNA, I was like, I can't just sit here and be the victim of my body and be the victim of everything that's happening. That is a reason why my body developed this to begin with. That I need to change something. Otherwise, it's going to happen again. But until I get there, it was very hard. And having to basically disobey a doctor's order and listen to my body, stand off, do what she was suggesting, because I didn't even have the courage to come back to her and dialogue, because I knew that she would say, you're crazy.
I just had to trust myself.
I know, it's a fine line between the doctor.
I mean, you're a healthcare person, and some people would be like, well, I'm not, so I don't know if I can, you know, trust myself to say no. But it's so difficult to say no to your doctor. They have this authority, and they, like I say, and I used to do it. So, you know, I would scare people into doing what I wanted them to do because I really thought the right thing. And that authority figure like dictates, you know, people scared. I just recently had a patient who's been doing really well. I mean, yes, she's got ups and downs and she still has to manage her disease really well. It's a chronic illness, but her doctor scared the bejeebies out of her and not even acknowledging the amount of improvement she's had over the years. I mean, that really sucks.
I see there are a lot of doctors, especially with physical therapy, when they come like, oh, you need to do surgery. And I was like, no, we don't do a surgery until we fix the problem. Otherwise, the surgery is not going to work. It's a very different mentality. That's kind of what that experience really taught me, is there is a Band-Aid circumstance, and sometimes that's as much as it can be done, and that's okay. But most of the things, they are so much more that can be done, and unfortunately, the medicine is not quite there yet. Then they don't know any better sometimes, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm an MD. I know. I definitely didn't know better, and I'm still learning. So I tell people that my beliefs and things, you know, what I recommend will evolve as I evolve.
Exactly.
And, we're always trying our, you know, our best, and it's great to have other folks who are healthcare practitioners like you having gone through something and really come out the other side. I think it's really powerful.
Yeah, I had another story that actually really inspired me to go through that whole journey when I was a teenager. Then my brother, I have an adopted brother, he's about 14 years younger than me, and my mom went to adopt him. He was about, the doctors think that he was about 6 months when he born. We don't know anything about his history. I was in high school that time, I didn't know much about healthcare either. But we found out later that he has cerebral palsy. And it was not until 1 year that he was diagnostic. And that was a very delayed diagnostic. Because of that, he did nothing during 1 year. He didn't do any physical therapy, any treatment. And he was not sitting. He was barely holding his head. And all we heard from the doctors was, just wait, he's adopted and he's premature. He'll be fine.
Okay.
Then at the age of one, my mom would say, okay, this is not normal. Something needs to be, we need to do something else. It's not working. He's not being able to hold his body at all.
Right.
And then we become looking for different doctors and different opinions. And I totally relate to people when they have chronic disease and nobody can give you an answer or nobody know what it is.
Uh-huh.
I experienced that a lot with my family, just searching for the answer. And the best doctor in Tao told her, there is nothing that could be done anymore. He would be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And he could start doing physical therapy, but we had to manage the symptoms, and that was as good as going to get. And I saw my mom come home and, again, going through the whole sadness and overflow of emotions when something like that happened. And she making the decision, say, I am not going to accept that reality. And start looking for alternative healing, and start looking for physical therapy and healers and all things that she could find that was outside of the doctor's office, and the medicine was providing was nothing there for us. And my brother's not just walking at this day, but he's actually going to university by himself.
He's
very functional, never need a wheelchair. And he starts walking at the age of, I think it was 4 or 5 years old, which was really delayed.
Really?
But he did.
Huh.
And he was my inspiration to actually start that journey and go to physical therapy school and go into like, okay, how can I find tools that nobody else is giving? Then,
he was given this terrible sentence and your family just, you know, kept up the faith and the hope, and he developed eventually, but very, very delayed.
Yeah.
But that is amazing.
Yes.
He's in university. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's going to study journalism. That's what he want to do. And it's wonderful because he lives in Brazil, and he takes the bus, and he goes to his school. He gets his classes. He come back home. And it's just thinking about it, like going back to what we heard, if we had accepted that reality, this would never happen.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, fantastic, amazing story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about the book. How did you inspire to write it? And, you know, what would people find in your book?
Sure. The book was inspired by my clients. Like my clients always ask, like, do you have that in writing? Can I take that as a homework? Can you write that for me? And I said, you know what? I need to put this in writing. Just let people practice at home. And it also gives me the chance to reach people that don't have the money or for whatever reason they can't come to see me for private sessions. It's always a way for them to at least start doing the work. But that was the inspiration for the book. The book is a workbook. It's very short. They have a lot of pictures. It's colorful. It's very pretty. Then it was made to be accompanied with the workbook. They actually create a workbook that people can download online and can use as a journal.
Mm.
Then I have a kind of like a three phases on the book that's talking about the steps to reach that self-healer that we kind of lost with society, because for many reasons we got to the point this day on society that we need something else or someone else to heal us.
Yeah.
And that's foundation of my work. My biggest philosophy is I am healing you, but I'm also teaching you how to heal. They are not a hands-on healer. Like I do have a lot of training. I have Reiki. I have shamanic. I'm a medium. Then I can feel and transmit the energy. But most of the time, I'm teaching people how to do that instead of me doing it for them.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I really appreciate about it.
Yeah, that's what I was, my goal with that book was, okay, take the book home, practice those tools, and you're going to start awakening this healer that you already have. And some simple things like having a cold should not be a big deal if we know how to activate our body, to know how to feel, to know how to even knowing that you're going to get a cold. Like I know if my immune system is low, I know exactly what I need to eat. I know exactly what I need to do because I have that connection with my body that's been training for so many years. And I want my clients to have that much connection with their bodies where they feel before they even get sick. When they feel that this food is good for me, that food is not. This doctor is good for me, that doctor is not. And bringing back their awareness back to their wisdom and their intuition that we all have, but it somehow is being turned off because it's not okay.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. So many of us really, like you said, we get into this habit of, you know, society, like looking for someone to fix us. We feel like we have to be fixed somehow.
Yep.
And instead of understanding that we have those powers within us, I call them harness your superpowers, then we just sometimes we just need a guy to go, hey, this is one way how you can really harness your superpowers, how you can ignite that self-healer. Mm-hmm. And, and I love that your book is a workbook. I like workbooks.
Yes,
you know,
me
it's
too.
Not just like you read it, and then, oh, that's nice, that's really cool, and then nothing happens, you know? Like, we want transformation. You want transformation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. That was the goal, like, called Transformational Tools to Heal Your Body, Mind, and Soul. And that really was like, I don't want to just be one more book in your library or one more book on your. That you say that you read. It's like, I want to be that book that you read and you're like, wow, I learned so much about myself. It needs to be transformational. That's really what I'm passionate about.
Yeah, right, exactly. And can you share again with us, did you say something like once you get the book, there's a link for downloading a journal or something like that? I didn't quite get that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I added as a bonus for people that buy the book, that is one page with the link that you can download a free workbook. It's basically the same exercise that's on the book, but it's with spaces that you can actually journal. That you can do three main exercises. You can do like one exercise per week, but that one you can just print it. It's a PDF file. You can just print it and write it down, your answers, and use as a journal. They have extra space for that.
Okay. I love it. That's fantastic. Yeah, and what is really great is that we find that people that have some form of accountability, and, you know, having that journal is a form of accountability, then they can go, wow, look, I haven't written in my journal for 2 days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, I need to be committed to something, and this is a great way to stay committed because you know it's there, you know, you're doing the exercises and not just reading it and then letting it go and forgetting about it.
Exactly. And you can also go back when you get to the end of the book and you go back to the first chapter and you read the answers for your exercise, you're probably going to be surprised because it's such a different person. They're going to look back and that's really kind of like the actual proof. They're like, wow, I did change. I am looking at things are different. I am feeling better. because we are so disconnected sometimes from our body that we sometimes get better and we don't even know that we get better.
Yes, that is so true. I can't tell you how many times that, you know, I'll have a client or patient, you know, talking with them and now we have a habit when we do the coaching mentoring calls that they share their wins first, which is very odd because in doctor language we don't do that, right? So they have to share the wins before they share their problems. Because in the regular medical doctor, it's all about problems. Like what problems you have. Not what's going well, right?
Yes.
What problems you have. Yeah, so we have a negative bias. And then I said, well, okay, last time you came in, you're not mentioning today about the ear pain, the this is, and then this. And they're like, oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, I don't have that anymore. Yeah.
I have that with my clients all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually read back the notes from the last session. It's like, hey, you say that you're having this, this, and this, and this. Oh, I did? I guess I'm not having because I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
well, I just wanted to remind folks
health.
That if they're live on the call today, that you can ask Anna a question. Maybe you get a little mentoring, a little coaching. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. And just so you know, you don't necessarily have to have a physical disability or, you know, chronic diagnosis or anything like that to ask for help today. So if you, you know, want some feedback, you know, want, about where you're at, what's going on with you, how to live a healthier, happier life, you know, definitely call in and raise your hand. You can also write your question in the chat. Again, the number to call in is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 on your dial pad so we know your hand is up. Because I see some folks on the line. No one's got their hand up just yet, and some folks are coming on the chat now. So, Anna, maybe you can share with us, like, maybe one example from your book. Like, what's your favorite, home play or, you know, which is the better way of saying homework or process.
I think it goes back to what you just mentioned about you don't have to have a physical symptoms to have something to feel better about it. And it's about body awareness. I am a big, a lot of my work. It's even when I'm doing physical therapy, pure exercise, it's all about body awareness, and that's one of the chapters of the book. I explain what is body awareness is and how to actually tap in. And when you think about emotions, it always go both ways, and I'm sure you see that in your practice as well. When you talk about energy, it's like how much is the physical affecting the emotions and how much the emotions creating the physical problem. And when you start to actually tune in to our body, we actually can find ways of revert things and transform things, transmute, before it becomes a physical illness.
Yes.
And that's what I really love about the body awareness idea is, for example, that's a very simple example. Like for me, I know when my iron are low because I'm start craving beets, and I don't like beets. Then that's a sign for me. I find out that I was like, okay, if I'm craving beets or meat, it's because my iron is low. But I'm so in tune with my body that I know that I don't have to get to the point where I'm having to have iron supplement because I'm not supplying what my body's needing. And I think that's such a powerful tool when we are so connected that we know what we needed and who can help us. Like, for example, if you're going to choose a doctor and you have that body awareness training, you can actually get to the point that you go to the doctor's office and you're like, ugh, that's not a doctor for me. And it doesn't mean that's a good doctor or bad doctor. It's just not for you. Where you go to another doctor's office and your body responds completely different, your heart is open, your shoulders relax, and you're like, yes, that's the doctor I want to work with. That's the coach. That's the healer. Whatever, that's the medication. Whatever it is, we have that power to tap in and knowing what works for us and what doesn't. And I think that goes back to my story when the doctor said I need surgery. And I was like, no, my body does not like the idea. It doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. I need to find something else. When I heard about acupuncture, my body was like, huh, okay, that feels good. I can try that.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah,
one
that's
of the
great.
Most powerful. Mm-hmm.
Well, I had this story. Well, there's many, but there's a story of a friend of mine who's a chiropractor who did laser, and a man came in with this tumor on his shoulder, and you know, she honestly was thinking, I don't think this laser is going to be enough to help this person. But this person didn't want radical surgery, which is basically taking
mm-hmm.
most of the shoulder out, you know. But
mm-hmm.
his family was pushing, the doctor was pushing him, and he decided on a different tactic, and she actually used another, you know, another device on him, something
mm-hmm.
he could take home, something he could use himself. And within a few weeks, the tumor was pretty much gone. They couldn't even see it. So
nice.
You'd think that'd be the end of the story. But unfortunately, the pressure from the family and from the doctor was so great, regardless that even though there was no tumor left to be seen, he still had the surgery because he did not listen to his body. He listened to his family. He ended up with terrible pain, terrible chronic pain and scar tissue and a loss of use of that arm. You
oh
know,
my
so that's
gosh.
The sad part that can happen when we don't listen
mm-hmm.
to that inner, you know, and you're training people how to get that degree of body awareness to practice it so we don't have
mm-hmm.
to make, you know, terrible mistakes like this by listening to other people
exactly.
and not ourselves.
Exactly. It's so important. Like how many times we hear on the television or a friend or a neighbor like telling us about the next diet, the next exercise, the next whatever, and the pressure of receiving all of this information and the tendency of having to please everybody, and then some tragic things like that happen because the small things we don't even know how to separate what's ours, what's someone else's opinions, what feels right, what doesn't feel right. Yeah, unfortunately, those kind of cases happen. Hopefully, we change that in the future.
Right. Well, and the thing is, it's up to us, you know, that our understanding that this happens, that we have that awareness at least,
mm-hmm.
and so we can go on our personal journey and be self-empowered because as we, you, me, and, you know, people listening on the show become empowered, that helps set
mm-hmm.
up posomorphic fields for other people to be able to have that
for
courage,
sure.
too. That's what I believe anyway.
Totally. Well, kind of like the idea of the ripple, right? It's like I always tell my clients
mm-hmm.
when they come in, I was like, you are the ripple in your community, in your neighborhood, in your city. And
I love
I'm
that.
Coaching clients from different, because I coach online as well, I have virtual sessions, and from different countries or different states. And it's like, you are that beacon of light in whatever place you are. Then once one person change, we can change a whole community. And then that community change, we can change a whole city. And I can really see us, like, being the difference. Then I really tell that to my clients. It's like, it's not just me here doing the work. We need help here. Now you need to go out there
yeah.
and make a difference. And when people
yeah.
understand
every little ripple
about,
counts.
Yeah. And when people start understanding that their body are in power, they're not going to be walking around telling other people what they should be doing anymore.
Yeah.
It was such changing that mentality.
Oh, yeah. I'm going through it with my family right now, where one member is trying to tell the other member what to do. And you know, I've
mm-hmm.
been there. I've done it. And I'm trying to be objective and not impose my will, you know,
yeah.
but helping them see that they can be self-responsible. So it's a huge piece. Well, we have someone on the line with a question. So I have a question too, but I'm going to come back to my question after we unmute this other person. Great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, for the person or the people with their hands up, I'm going to unmute you, say what your area code is, the first three digits, and then you can announce your name and then your question for Anna. Okay, so today we've got area code 320. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dr. Karen and Anna. This is Lois.
Hey, Lois.
Hi. I just wanted to affirm your conversation as far as listening to your body, how important that is, and doing what feels right for you. It's probably been 7 years, close to 7 years ago now, I was diagnosed with four strains of uterine cancer, which they said two were very high, fast-growing and aggressive cancers. And so they said I had to have surgery. And I really didn't want to do that, but I was hanging laundry on the line. And this voice came and said, you need to have surgery. So we live in the country. There was no one around. So, you know, I know mm-hmm. it was from a higher being or whatever. And so I did have the surgery. And, of course, they really did not give me very good odds at all. And they said, you need to have chemo and radiation or you're not going to make it. And I said, I don't think so. I just did not feel comfortable going that route. I had done enough investigation to know that even the people that did that did not survive with those cancers 5 years. So I thought, why do I want to be suffering with all those side effects with the chemo and radiation? Right. So I didn't do it. And most of my family thought I should. So I understand that part of it. So, and the doctor, you know, I'd go back for my checks, and she said, you are one lucky person. Well, the thing is, I didn't just sit and do nothing.
Nothing.
Things other than chemo and radiation. So you do have to listen to your body and what feels comfortable, I think. And now I'm dealing with the cataract thing, you know, Dr. Karen. But I'm not feeling comfortable doing that. So I'm exploring other options. So, and I just want to encourage anybody listening to just don't take someone else's word for something. Feel into your own heart. So thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. Oh, that was great. What a wonderful testimony to exactly what you're, you know, talking about in your program, your book. Maybe you could walk us through a little bit about how, like, if somebody was brand new to this path and they're sort of getting the understanding of what body awareness is, but, like, they're like, how exactly do I do that? Like, how would we coach someone to get into that space? I know we're going to take a little bit of advice from the book here, but maybe you can kind of walk us through how you would start teaching someone to do that.
Sure. Yes. Very, very simple. Close your eyes and feel your body. And it starts that simple. We sometimes get, oh, but how am I going to know the future? It's like, once we go to the bigger questions, it becomes harder. But if we start very, very simple, like if you go to a place and you feel, like how do you feel when you get in a crowded place, for example? And you start noticing, okay, maybe my shoulders are up or maybe my breath is shallow. Go to the physical symptoms, like this, the sensation. Those are the easier ones. You feel it. And then you practice, and then you can get more in tune of the deeper answers. But it can be like when you look at the food, for example. How do I feel when I'm looking at the salad? Is my body feel good? Does my body relax? How do I feel when I'm looking at this apple? Then I practice a lot when I go to the grocery store. It's actually quite fun. Just grab a products and experience of that. Just be like a child, be curious. How do I feel when I'm holding this pineapple? Ooh, no, I don't like that. And how do I feel about when I'm holding this apple? Oh, yeah, my body likes that. And whatever is the yes or no becomes very, very distinct. And now you have that self-pendulum, when people sometimes learn how to use a pendulum. And I call the self pendulum, like, now you know what is a yes and what is a no.
Yeah, that's right. Kinda, I call that internal muscle testing.
There we go. That, yeah, similar. That's exactly the same. Yeah. Then with food,
sometimes
it's
very
super
easy. Fun. Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, I don't go to restaurants a lot, but when I do go to that, I will imagine myself with the food, eating the food, you know, and looking at each description of the food and then feel.
How do you feel?
Does that feel good or not? And sometimes things that I normally would eat, I was like, oh, I don't feel like that today, you know, and then I'll skip that.
Yes.
But it's interesting how sometimes our minds can override what our body says.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I should have this or I shouldn't have that.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to have the curiosity. Then we kind of break the limiting beliefs that someone else told us that this is good and this someone else told us this is bad. And, yeah, I love what you're saying. You just kind of visualize, like, feel it. It's like, and it changes every day. Like, some days your body may want something cold. Some days your body may want something warmer. Some days it's more fruit. Some days more vegetables. It doesn't have to be the same answer every day. It does change. The honoring that changes well, like, especially for female, like, we have a hormonal change through the months. So depending where you are in the months, you may want a different food. And that's not right or wrong. It's just where you are that day.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, this one, you know, tidbit and advice and practice from your book is so valuable because not only can we, you know, feed ourselves, you know, better, more intuitively and asking for what we want, but like you said earlier, it can help us, you know, choose the right, you know, doctor or the right remedy. Or in my case, even the right line, the best line to go in at the customs at the border when I go into Canada.
Oh, totally. I know that too.
Yeah, I'll just experiment and I'll be like, okay, you know, we're driving up and this is like seconds before we have to make a decision. You know, and then, let me feel it out. And so I'll take a look at, you know, line one, line two, line one, line two, and then I'll feel in my body what feels more light, more free, more open. And even my eyes, it'll seem like one line is brighter than the other. It's very subtle. And I'm like, okay, pick that one. You know, I'll say to my husband. And usually, you know, it'll be, very happy customs officer, really cool. We get through really quickly. And it's interesting,
and
like when we
faster.
Don't do that. Yeah, exactly. When we don't do that, like sometimes I'm like, oh, we should have done that. You know, like it might have made a difference. And so we have to, you know, be in tune with ourselves. And it's so fun, not just convenient.
It
and
is.
Helpful
and it can be.
Time-saving.
Yeah, and it can be small things, like you say, just the line. Or it could be big life changes. For me, like I moved from California to North Carolina. And that's like totally across country. And that was intuitive moving. It was like I came here, I moved here for about a year, and we found the house in like 4 days. Like the house found us, I like to say. And
I love it.
I walk into the house and I was like, this is the house. It was a full body yes, and I knew it. It was like no questions asked. The more we get in tune with that wisdom, it's like, yeah, you can use it for, like, simple things. Choose your line, like, who you're going to go to, what restaurant are you going, like, who is a good networking or who is a good friend. Or it can be also major life decisions. Is this job right for me? Is this home the right choice? Is that the person I want to live my life with? Then, yeah, it becomes really fun.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. Now, share with us a little bit about, the coaching program that is coming as an outcrop of the book. Now, I think for all of us that have any, you know, form of success, we can definitely attest that having accountability is really important. And sometimes having a guide to be able to, when we're stuck, you know, to be able to coach us, you know, out of our stuckness. And so you have a program that you're growing out of this, you know, brand new book that you've released last month, Ignite Your Inner Healer. So maybe you can share with us, you know, what happens,
in that program and
how do people learn more about it?
Fantastic. Yes. The program was created because, like you say, it's like a lot of people download the workbook and they never finish, or they just don't get the time, or they get like inside of their own fears and they kind of get stuck.
Right.
Then a couple of my clients ask me, and I was like, hey, can you help me with that? Then that's, I decided to develop the program where we're going to be deepening the tools. And the tools are already written on the book, but we know that they are just like the cherry on top of the cake, right? There's like so much depth with everything that we, how much we can learn from even a simple tool. Then the idea would be like a 4 weeks program. The first week I'm going to be doing as an intro call to just explaining what it's about, give some techniques that people can actually start practicing, and make like as an intro call, and everyone is invited. People that don't know me yet, they can kind of come and get to know how I work. And then we're going to have 3 more weeks. And the second week, we're going to be talking about neuroplasticity and identify what poor habits have you created and what habits do you want to change and how do you change that. The book has a little bit of exercise you can do it, but we're going to go, it's a 2 hours class, then we're going to go in so much more depth in that topic. Mm. And actually practicing and hearing each other sharing, like you say, about the accountability. And also sometimes we hear someone share it and you're like, oh, yeah, me too. And it feels that sense of like, oh, I'm not the only person in the world that have this problem. I'm not the only person in the world that feels that getting stuck about this. And another thing that's important with the coaching in general is I describe as when we are living our life, we are inside of our own box. And we cannot see from outside of our own box. Then we need someone else to be able to point it out. And that's what I think is the most transformational part about working with someone else that have the training, like you, me, or other coaches, because we see things that the person that's experiencing that situation not able to see. Then when you bring that to a group, it's like now someone else shares something and you suddenly look at yourself and you're like, oh, yeah, I have that too, and I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's what I think it's really fantastic about the group program. And then the third week, we're going to be talking about body awareness and really how to connect to your body, how to use your wisdom to empower your body. And then the last week is going to be about ignite your inner healer, placebo effect, and how to allow our body to heal. Then the way I see it, it's the body knows exactly what needs to do. But we need just to give the tools to allow to heal. You don't need to force the healing. It's just allow. And that's going to be kind of the summary of the program. And then people can find more information on my website. I have www.behealthwithanna.com/ignite. That's kind of easy to find there. Then that's going to be a live program. I'm going to be going with questions. It's a very small group. I'm limiting to maximum 10 people that we can really have that intimate and be able to feel comfortable sharing. That's the idea.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to go ahead and say that again, the URL. So Be Healthy with Anna, with a single N, so A-N-A, mm-hmm. All one word, .com/ignite. That's right, Anna?
Yes. And Be Healthy,
okay, cool.
It's B-E, not B. Sometimes people get confused with that as well.
Oh, right, yes. Definitely BE. Yeah, so it's basically 4 weeks, small group. You'll have weekly accountability, as also getting the benefit of the group dynamics. And I notice when a group gathers, I think they even said that in the Bible, you know, if the group gathers, I'll
mm-hmm.
be here. You know, like I think that when
mm-hmm.
when a group gathers with a similar intention, it's so much more powerful than us in our lonesome, you know, in our
mm-hmm.
house with our tunnel vision, you know,
mm-hmm.
Trying to do healing on our own, which is still good, but it's much more powerful. It's faster. It's quicker. We grow more when we're in the group, and we learn from others in the group, and they learn from us, even though we have no idea how, you know, they could ever learn from our stuff. But we're, when we're vulnerable, when we're able to share, then, like you said, many people go, oh, my gosh, I feel that way, too. I didn't know that I wasn't the only one, you know.
So
we want lasting, permanent, you know, transformation, not just you read a book, you put it down, and you go, that's nice, you know. But
check.
So folks, I just want to remind everyone on the call, if you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 818-514-1190. Hit 1 so we know your hand is up. Again, 818-514-1190. Also, you can write in the chat a question. And also, the Ignite Your Inner Healer book, which, of course, has like the most beautiful cover on it. Purple, my favorite color.
Thank you,
Anna. So that is on. You can get it on Amazon. And by the way, right now, the Kindle is just 99 cents. A really, really great deal. Go out and grab it right now. Before, you know, prices change, if it does. And then Anna's group process, which is going to be an offshoot of the book, again, very valuable. You can check out at BeHealthyWithAnna.com/ignite. And then just check out the descriptions there and see if that resonates with you to join that four-week class. Again, small group, you're held accountable, which, sounds like a horrible word, held accountable, but it's really, really important for transformation. So if this resonates with you, if you feel like, yes, I need some help, you know, in this area, yes, I would like some coaching and mentoring, you know, this is a really, really, you know, great value, great deal. The times are there already, you know, for future classes. You can check it out. Anna, do you have people want to know how much the group classes are? So do you have a roundabout idea? Because I know you have a couple of different classes. So.
Yeah, for the Ignite Your Inner Healer class, for now, is the regular price is $222, and I'm doing an early bird discount for $166. They can't beat the price.
Oh,
it's
what a
as
deal.
Cheap as I can get. Yeah, it's $166 only for 4 weeks.
Great. Fantastic. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for answering that. Very cool. So let's really just check here to see if anybody has any questions. Nope. Quiet group today. no major questions, but what we can do before we end the call is I just wanted to just let people know about your Facebook and your Instagram. So if you're on Facebook, you can follow Anna. It's facebook.com/BeHealthyWithAnna. Again, just with one N. That's the Facebook. And then Instagram is BeHealthyAnnaMarino. So, and that is got under scores between all the words. So, and the last name for everyone is spelled MARINHO. So there's an H in there. So Anna Marino. So Be Healthy Anna Marino is the Instagram. So go ahead and click follow so you can check out what Anna's doing in the future. And I think we might be maybe in the future we're going to be talking more about your other program about healthy boundaries. I think this is a major issue for many sensitive souls. I think it's great to have a practical course and program just on boundaries, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So in the few minutes that we have left, maybe you can just give us a preview of maybe our next radio show together about what we'd be talking about as far as boundaries and that program.
Fantastic. Well, boundaries, I call the class Boundaries 101. And what I realize work with my clients is going back to what we were saying today, as far as we get so influenced by everybody else's opinion, then the way I see boundaries is way more than just say no to people. It's actually go back to what is your true self is and align with what's your true. But every time that we let someone else's opinion come into our field energetically or physically, we allowed ourselves to be out of boundaries. Then I do a lot of, I get a lot of healers, a lot of people, they're hypersensitive, empathetic. They come to me and it's like, I just go everywhere. I'm always having allergy to everything. I'm hypersensitive mm-hmm. to food. I'm hypersensitive to people. And in my experience, a lot of that is you don't know where your field finished and where someone else started, and you're just being affected by everything. Then basically the class goes with teaching how to create that field and start differentiating, this is mine, this is someone else. And with that, becomes so much easier to have body awareness, because now you know this is my true and this is not.
Mhm. Yeah, super, super important. Yeah, that's great. Now, your programs, the group coaching programs, are ongoing. So if they miss the first round or miss what's going on in February, are there new ones coming up after that?
I'm not sure yet, because I work energetically
okay.
with my classes. They kind of like whatever is needed, then that's the next class. I got the need for the book class. Then I may want to be creating some recording where people can just do their classes at home. Then that's the plan for
yeah.
the future. But at this point, I always tell my clients, if you feel called to do a class with me, just go ahead and do it, because I never know when's going to be the message to do another one again, and if I'm going to do another one
right,
again.
Right, right.
Then I really go to the intuitive feeling, to like, what is the most needed right now? I'm one person business that I don't have. Everything is hands on with me. Then I do have a limited time
That's
to offer. Exactly. Then I try to prioritize what is the community need the most right now.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay, that's perfect. Great. Great. So, any last, advice? Counseling, mentoring, anything that you want to share with our tribe before we say goodbye for today?
Sure. Believe in yourself. It's my first advice to anybody I always meet. It's like, you have the tools, you have the wisdom, you have the intuition, you have the perfect body. It's just allowing yourself to return to who you really are. And nobody's broke. We just returning to alignment. And there's nothing necessarily new that we need to learn or develop. It's those things are already there. They just remember and find the right guidance to go back to that place.
Great advice. Yes. Yes, thank you. So just one more time, I'm just going to announce the website where they can learn more about your book. It's www.behealthywithanna, with one N, all one word, .com. So, /book. Again, behealthywithanna.com/book. And you can check out Anna's Facebook and Instagram page as well, and also get the Ignite Your Inner Healer book on Amazon, which currently is just 99 cents, and that workbook is a true gem in value. So definitely, if you're listening to the show, definitely check that out and get that for yourself. So Anna, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. Want to thank all of our listeners and subscribers as well. And lots of love to everyone. Lots of love to you, Anna.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Karen.
My pleasure, too. All right. Take care. Bye for now, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you.